Hello, listeners, old and new. Thank you for being here on They Call Me the Ghost. This is your preview to this week's episode being released here this Friday, November 15th. The job I'm going to tell you about on Friday has to do with a couple of things. One is how things look to many of us from the outside, and two, one of the major flaws of man. For the general person, you know, most of us, and I don't mean that in any sort of negative way, just people living out their lives, going to work and doing the things that most of us do. In that position, there are things going on in our world that we're gonna miss, things that we're not gonna hear about or know about. And I think we can all pretty much agree on that. Most people out there are not part of all that's going on and that happens behind the scenes in our world, you know, the big projects, the discoveries, and the challenges that go with all of that for the purpose of making our world a better place and improving the human condition. And that's what this story is about, things that do just that, improve situations and make lives better. If you are not one of the top scientists who dedicate all of their time looking for solutions to different things that we deal with, like looking for the cures to the illnesses that take people down every day, for example, then you do not know how close they get or how off they can find themselves hour after hour, day by day. It can be a very thankless position to be in, a position that comes with a lot of pressure. Think about the frustrating things that you deal with, you know, when you're at work, the goals you don't hit or the issues that seem to pop up out of nowhere, and the people we end up working with that are, let's say, less than pleasant. It can frustrate us, it challenges us, and it can even bring us down. It happens to me too. It happens to all of us on the team. I just had someone the other day comment that we don't get hurt on our jobs. And I couldn't be further from the truth. I just don't share every bruise and cut that I get on a job or that my team might get. I don't share every annoying person that happens to get in our way or every little detail of what happens while we're trying to get something done. There simply isn't time for that in each episode, but it does happen to us, just like it does everyone. And just like with my stories and how I'm not filling time telling you about that one guy that just wouldn't leave us alone in France, or that woman that got a little too curious about what we were doing in Africa, you know, every this and that that could have possibly sabotaged what we were doing. And without the information, without me telling you, how would you know? Just like that, every almost that happens every day is not plastered all over the news. Without knowing how close someone got to discovering one thing, or how something worked one day and then didn't the next, and I'm talking about big things, you know, no one in the general group of who we are would even know about. They're not going to tell everyone. And some of those things, you know, we wonder about at times. We think to ourselves, you know, man, you'd think someone would have thought that up already. Someone should have figured that out by now. Like, has no one figured out how to get rid of the flu, right? That's a big one. Let's take care of that already. Or how is it we can't figure out how to get cell reception everywhere? And more seriously, why can't we figure out that cure for cancer? You'd think with all the great work being done and all the great scientists and technological geniuses out there, that these things and things like them would be figured out. We think these things, all the while clueless as to who is actually working on them and how far they've come and what they've run into. Maybe they are closer than we can realize. Maybe there are times that they, whoever they all are, thought they even did have it all figured out. But then something happened. Something got in their way. Turned out to be another miss. Sometimes, you know, there are medical trials that we do hear about, right? So you know about those. You can even get paid as long as you sign away that you know the risks that you're taking. These are controlled environments and situations that have eyes on them. So you might hear about those. And the idea of all of this brings me back to the couple of things that I mentioned involved in this upcoming story. The how things seem on the outside, and that one flaw of man. I've told you before on other jobs that sometimes there are good reasons that things don't happen or don't happen the way we think they should, and why we might not know about them at all. Why some information is not shared with the world when everyone feels it is their right to know. We just have to remember that how things look to a lot of us on the outside is not exactly how they are. Sometimes there's a good reason for that, and sometimes that has to do with this flaw. The flaw being that irresistible urge for some to take what is actually not theirs, although they think they have a right to it. People like that do not care if something is still in testing or not ready. If they want it, and especially if they think they can make a profit off of it, they will take it if they can get it. And so it was in the job I'm going to tell you about. The job was for a Mr. Emerson Phillips, Dr. Phillips, a neuroscientist at a lab that I'm fairly certain none of you have heard about. A lab secluded among many labs, dedicated to the unusual breakthroughs, ones we might think of as futuristic, a place filled with ideas one would expect to only find in a blockbuster sci-fi film. His research, and like I said, it was one of the things going on there, only one, had to do with the human mind. We're always trying to understand the brain and how it all works. And we still have a long ways to go, but we have found ways to affect it. We have different drugs and pills, legal and illegal, hypnosis, the use of trance, even electroshock therapy, and things like that to change how we use our brains. Or maybe a better way to look at it is that we're trying to trick our brains so that we can change how our brains treat us. Our brains do seem to control it all, don't they? These things, like I just mentioned, can force change in the brain in a way, or I like to say, trick the brain to do or think something. It's from the outside going in. But what about what's inside our brains? Can't really change what's inside. The thoughts, the memories, the effects of life, be it trauma or something great. I mean, where are we with that? Can something be wiped, erased, added, or changed? Well, that is what Mr. Phillips was into, and he's been at it for years. He has the backing of the big guys, and he has a stellar team on his side, and he was almost there. And sort of like those medical trials, he needed subjects, just in a more private way. His subjects had to sign away more than just their right to fight against any unwanted side effects. They had to sign away their right to any memory of the procedure at all. But should you get that chance to be a part of his testing, you could wipe out those unwanted thoughts and memories that live in the back of your brain, those ugly thoughts that come back to haunt you from time to time, affecting your mood or the things that you do. Yep, one trip to a beautiful island in the middle of nowhere could change you. Like nothing else could. And I mean really change you. Do what nothing else has successfully done. Change the actual memories. Not just cover them up. Wipe them. And yes, there have been articles, and yes, there have been documentaries even, on this type of research. But look closely, because again, it's with medications and different things that are doing things to the brain. It's not an actual wipe. Not like this. This cannot be reversed because there is no longer anything there to reverse to. You want your memories gone? They're gone. Not saved, not stored, not anything. Just gone. Unlike what's in those articles and documentaries, this cannot be reversed. Like I said, there is not a chance. It won't work. Well, that's the point. But you haven't seen Dr. Phillips in any articles. You have not seen him in any movies. And that's because even with how far he got, things got way off track in ways he never would have thought. No one at the facility or on his team saw it coming either, or ever thought it would. And it was all because of that one human flaw. On Friday, I'm going to tell you about this project and this job and the lives that were affected forever. It was more than disturbing to know how far some will actually go for their own gain. We all want things to progress, and we want to know about all that goes on. But sometimes, even if we don't want to admit it, we just aren't ready for it all. I am looking forward to sharing the full story of this job with you this Friday, so join in and come with me on this journey. You want to know more about what goes on behind the scenes in our lives? Then this is an episode you don't want to miss. As for today, thank you for being here to participate and listen. I appreciate you guys keeping up with things and tuning in so that you can know more about our world and the possibilities of what goes on around us. This is the preview to Friday's episode, and on Friday, I hope to see you out there. Until then, I will talk to you all soon.